Well, I just received a few days ago a very interesting booklet that he put together. It was called About Us Jews. And in it, he has a compilation of various statements made by people throughout history. And I'd like to read to you the first one, which was written by Mark Twain. I should have looked up the dates when Mark Twain wrote, but certainly it was at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. Certainly it's over 100 years ago. And here's what Mark Twain wrote about the Jews. If the statistics are right, the Jews constitute an insignificant fraction of the human race. It suggests a nebulous, dim puff of stardust lost in the blaze of the Milky Way. Properly, the Jew ought hardly to be heard of, but he is heard of, has always been heard of. He is as prominent on the planet as any other people, and his commercial importance is extravagantly out of proportion to the smallness of his bulk. His contributions to the world's list of great names in literature, science, art, music, finance, medicine, and abstruse learning are also way out of proportion to the weakness of his numbers. He has made a marvelous fight in the world, in all the ages, and has done it with his hands tied behind him. He could be vain of himself and be excused for it. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, and the Persian rose, filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded to dream stuff and passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed and made a vast noise, and they are gone. Other peoples have sprung up and held their torch high for a time, but it burned out, and they sit in twilight now, or have vanished. The Jew saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no slowing of his energies, no dulling of his alert and aggressive mind. All things are mortal but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality? That's written by Mark Twain, probably about 100 years ago. I'll be delivering more messages from this compilation by Yecheskel Mink.